Okay, thanks, Ron. This is an EUI. Hello, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. Hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving also. On our end, we had only 5 people at our Thanksgiving. It was a small gathering, but we had just as much, we had a lot of food, and it means a lot of, with only 5 people, we had a lot of leftovers, so we're still eating some leftovers right now. So that's pretty good, too. It's always, I like turkey leftovers. Let's see, when we begin here, last we had Thanksgiving, and then the next day, Friday, myself and, gosh, there must have been about 12, 13 of us, we made Italian sausage. I'm always invited to my wife's sister's husband's family, they're Italian, Italian heritage, and the tradition, family tradition is the day after Thanksgiving, they make Italian sausage, and it's actually very, very good, too. It's got, I don't know what the ratio is, but there's beef, pork, and then, of course, Italian wine, some little water in the batch, hot pepper flakes, pecorino cheese. It's a kind of, it's a hard cheese, similar to Parmesan, but it's got a little more, I think it's a little more pungent. And along with wine, Italian, kind of wine, Italian wine and salt and gosh, I think there's oregano in it. Anyways, they mix it all up and we grind it through this big, get this old, like a 90-year-old grinder that was salvaged from some meat market years ago. It was rebuilt and it's a heavy-duty thing, and we run it through 2 grinds. We grind it once and then we fry some up, taste it, and you have to add a little bit of this or take away a little bit of that. They taste test it, and we have it on a little, we fry it up on like a little burger, and then you put on spats of bread. We taste it and check it out for flavor, and if it checks out, then we make the rest into a second grind, and then we make sausage and then also breakfast patties out of it, too. And then we vacuum seal it, and we got 10 pounds of it. So we'll freeze it and then eat it throughout the upcoming years.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.